It would haunt me and pop into my mind dozens of times a day throughout the 8 days of Passover, then slowly diminish until the next year. Did the qualities of repetition and simplicity, or that odd, incongruous fourth, perhaps act as neural facilitators, setting up a circuit, for it felt like this, that re-excited itself automatically? Or did the grim humor of the song or its solemn liturgical context play a significant part too? Yet it seems to make little difference whether catchy songs have lyrics or not. The wordless themes of Mission Impossible or Beethoven's Fifth can be just as irresistible as an advertising jingle in which the words are almost inseparable from the music, as in Alka-Seltzer's Plop Plop Fizz Fizz or Kit Kat's Gimme a Break, Gimme a Break. For those with certain neurological conditions, brainworms or allied phenomena, the echoic or automatic or compulsive repetition of tones or words may take on additional force. Rose R., one of the post-encephalitic Parkinsonian patients I described in Awakenings, told me how during her frozen states she had often been confined, as she put it, in a musical paddock, 7 pairs of notes, the 14 notes of Povero Rigoletto, which would repeat themselves irresistibly in her mind. She also spoke of these forming a musical quadrangle, whose 4 sides she would have to perambulate, mentally, endlessly. This might go on for hours on end, and did so at intervals throughout the entire 43 years of her illness, prior to her being awakened by L-DOPA. The phenomenon of brainworms seems similar, too, to the way in which people with autism or Tourette's syndrome or obsessive-compulsive disorder may become hooked by a sound or a word or a noise and repeat it or echo it aloud or to themselves for weeks at a time. This was very striking with Carl Bennett, the surgeon with Tourette's syndrome whom I described in An Anthropologist on Mars. "One cannot always find sense in these words," he said. "Often it is just the sound that attracts me. Any odd sound, any odd name may start repeating itself, get me going. I get hung up with a word for 2 or 3 months. Then, one morning, it's gone, and there's another one in its place." But while the involuntary repetition of movements, sounds, or words tends to occur in people with Tourette's or OCD, or damage to the frontal lobes of the brain, the automatic or compulsive internal repetition of musical phrases is almost universal, the clearest sign of the overwhelming and at times helpless sensitivity of our brains to music. There may be a continuum here between the pathological and the normal, for while brainworms may appear suddenly full-blown, taking instant and entire possession of one, they may also develop by a sort of contraction from previously normal musical imagery. I have lately been enjoying mental replays of Beethoven's 3rd and 4th piano concertos, as recorded by Leon Fleischer in the 1960s. These replays tend to last 10 or 15 minutes and to consist of entire movements. They come, unbidden but always welcome, 2 or 3 times a day. But on one very tense and insomniac night, they changed character, so that I heard only a single rapid run on the piano near the beginning of the 3rd piano concerto, lasting 10 or 15 seconds and repeated hundreds of times. It was as if the music was now trapped in a sort of loop, a tight neural circuit from which it could not escape. Towards morning, mercifully, the looping ceased, and I was able to enjoy entire movements once again. Brainworms are usually stereotyped and invariant in character. They tend to have a certain life expectancy, going full blast for hours or days and then dying away, apart from occasional afterspurts. But even when they have apparently faded, they tend to lie in wait. A heightened sensitivity remains, so that a noise, an association, a reference to them is apt to set them off again, sometimes years later, and they are nearly always fragmentary. These are all qualities that epileptologists might find familiar, for they are strongly reminiscent of the behavior of a small, sudden-onset seizure focus, erupting and convulsing, then subsiding, but always ready to reignite.